Greg's Recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History moment, like we always do on hour two. Always. Well, sometimes we won't. But it's by Melissa Sargent, and this is for the El Paso County Historical Commission. And her story today is about the man named El Fuego Baca.
One of the nine lives of El Fuego Baca. Baca was a larger-than-life character at the turn of the 20th century. Cowboy, sheriff, U.S. Marshal, lawyer, politician, newspaper publisher, and all-around folk hero. From 1913 to 1916 in El Paso, Baca served as a U.S. representative for Victoriano Huerta's government during the Mexican Revolution, a post which earned Baca indictment for criminal conspiracy when Mexican General José Inés Salazar escaped from prison. Baca was defended by a New Mexican lawyer and subsequently acquitted. Baca would die quietly in 1945 at the age of 80. He was a potent force for more than 40 years around New Mexico and El Paso. This was an El Paso History Moment. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
I'm just going to go right online, and there you are.
There I am.
You and El Fuego sitting there on the railroad tracks waiting for a train.
Yes, I tell you that. What a guy. I mean,
what a character, huh?
Well, remember, Walt Disney actually did a TV show back on him in the late 50s,
El
early
Fuego.
60s during the Walt Disney Show. And, I mean, he was a larger than life, but he was a real person. I mean,
well, let's talk more about him, but let's also give credit to the right people. You did that for the commission and the El Paso County Historical Commission. They have a website at elpasocountyhistory.com, and they have a meeting.
Yes, they do.
You want to hear about it?
I don't. Why don't you tell me all
tell
about
you about
it?
The next county historical commission meeting is the second Monday of every month. Day in December coming up, Monday, December the 12th, 11:30 a.m. at the Paso del Norte Bank.
United Bank of El Paso del Norte
downtown.
Main Street.
Maine and Kansas. And call Bernie. You know this number.
581-7920.
Call yourself.
I've forgotten who I am half the time. So.
Well, yeah, but
I got part-timers.
You're the lady sitting over there. I remember you from last time. Okay, the history of El Paso is all over the place. We thought we'd tell some stories about it. We might as well start with El Fuego Baca because you had part of the story, but the guy sitting here knows the rest of it.
He knows all.
John McVeigh Middaugh.
The Reverend Doctor.
Yeah, it's a reverend.
Pull up a chair, dude. Hook up a mic there and tell us some stories. Welcome here, John.
Thank you.
Get a little closer to this gizmo here, and we'll talk to you better.
Okay.
But you had mentioned while we're in that tape recording that there are other parts of El Fuego Baca that we need to know. What else do you know?
Well, Melissa was talking about his later life here in El Paso.
Right.
Before he even got here as a young man, he made some cowboys upset up the road a bit, and they corralled him in an adobe house. And I forget the exact term. They called it a junco or something. And so the cowboys just poured thousands of rounds of ammunition into that building, and they thought, sure, they got him. And the next morning, smoke was coming out of the chimney, and they smelled bacon. And he walks out. A contact a friend, and a friend talks him out. And they find out that they had swept the floor, the people that lived there before had swept the floor so much that it was maybe 12 inches below the door. So he simply laid down while the bullets were whizzing all around
him. Oh, an adobe floor, floor.
Yeah, a dirt floor.
Oh, my.
And then just for fun, there was a broomstick standing up in the corner, and it even had bullet notches in
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
So he was quite an individual.
Literally nine lives, you know?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Amazing.
I have a question about the name Baca, because this guy, where did he come from?
Well, New Mexico.
Okay.
Is this where I connect him with?
There was a major land grant in central New Mexico under the name Baca.
Sure.
And I am wondering if he was part of it. Also, the guy who is our sponsor.
Mm-hmm. My old high school buddy.
Yeah.
Ray Baca.
He's related to him.
Hey, Ray,
right?
Call us up. Is this your great uncle or something?
Oh, you don't know if it is his?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, but now he's got to call and figure that one out.
Well,
for
it
us.
May be because the Baca was big and still is in central New Mexico.
We could start calling Ray El Fuego.
We could. Then he may stop sponsoring, so let's be careful
yes,
about
that's
that.
Right. Monterey Assets, give him a call.
Don't upset the sponsor. Well, the idea today to talk about El Paso history, John, you've lived quite a bit of it here. Are you a local? Are you a native? You've been here forever?
Yeah. My mother and her mother and us, we were all born here, you bet. Our family started here. That's an interesting. Our family started in the late 1870s.
Okay.
My grandmother was Concepcion Real y Vasquez from Camargo, Mexico. Came to El Paso because her father was, his farm was washed out three different times. He couldn't support the family anymore, so he came to Juarez and became a ditch rider. Her older brother, Manuel, brought the family, came across and went to work for Kohlberg at the Kohlberg Cigar Factory.
Okay.
And he's buried along with my great-grandparents at Concordia. And when he died as a young man, he was considered to be well-to-do, but he brought the whole family over here in the late 70s.
I wonder if Connie Vasquez in the Lower Valley is part of this, because that's the same name you just said.
Right, and right.
Maybe she'll call up. Who knows?
Well, and then it goes along with Baca. It's all could all shake down from the same family tree.
Well, eventually,
right?
We're almost all related. I can't claim a gene in this pool per se, but I'm thinking it's a fun crowd.
Well, it's so much fun.
It is, and that's why El Paso was such a mix of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun to see these people. Now, let's talk about, let's start with Hart's Mill. Okay. Hart's Mill. Remember we talked about how we might do this on Hart's Mill?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you brought a cane in.
The cane.
You're not using the cane for your own needs necessarily?
No. Well, if it's rainy and muddy,
this is one piece of wood and
right.
a crook.
Yes, and it's obviously oak, all right? And I'd like to ask some of
that.
Your listeners, okay, if they could help, because I got that cane from my grandfather who passed away in 1945 before I was born.
That's one piece of wood that's turned like that.
But look at the very bottom. You can barely turn it up the other way, and you can barely see right there on the end writing, and it says El Paso Union Stockyards. And so, of course, I Google it. And I find everything about the modern, everybody trying to get in on the name, the steakhouses and such, but I couldn't find the stockyards. Now, I have some old newspaper clippings, but I couldn't, that I'll get to, but I just thought of this, funny as it seems, I just thought
about
it.
It says stock on it, but what's that last word?
Yards.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So why would a stockyards be handing out canes?
Oh, no. Back in the old days.
Just promotional?
Yeah, well, sure. And a lot of the old cowboys, old cattlemen, they used canes, of course. They were also crippled up by the time
Also, when you want to reach somebody, come here, dude.
Yeah.
You know, grab him with the cane.
Yeah,
I actually just found something online about it, talking about Hugh Stevenson of New Mexico. I haven't gone into the website, but it talks about purchase the Union Stockyards from the three grandchildren of Hugh Stevenson. Because that's the one that was right there at the south end of after Rancho Concordia was gone and the land started to be broken up. Mm-hmm. It was down about where 54 is. And that's where the Mormons stayed when they came up out of the Mexican Revolution.
Yeah.
Well, also, Peyton Packing wasn't that much further south than that. Do you remember Peyton Packing?
Well, my uncle was working there when Kennedy gave it, and they started, and he lost his job at Peyton Packing.
Oh, because it was Chamizal land?
Yes, and it absolutely devastated.
I got to tell you, that place stunk. Oh. Can you remember smelling it? On a given day, way up on side of the mountain where we were, we could, what was that? Oh, that must be Peyton Packing.
Yeah.
But we knew one of the kids that family worked there, so we didn't say much.
A wonderful smell, wasn't it?
Oh, no, it wasn't. It's awful. But the history of El Paso was like that. There's stuff everywhere.
Yes.
So there's a stockyard cane.
You were talking earlier about the El Paso Women's Club. I want to touch on that.
You had a file brought in. You have a file on them?
Yeah, well, I heard you before I left the house.
Ah.
And you can look through. You can look through real quick.
I love the hairdo.
That's our wedding picture, Cecilia and I, back in 1973. But then my mother is the next one in the corner.
Oh, that's your mother in the corner?
Right there. And the next one down.
Oh, here.
That's my mom.
Okay.
Now, she was a charter member of the El Paso.
M-I-D-D-A-G-H.
Right. That's how you spell
Middaugh.
Okay. And it's John McVeigh Middaugh. That's my name. And because of my mom being Winifred McVeigh Middaugh.
Is this you in the white tux?
Not the white one.
Oh,
that's
you're
my dad.
Okay, you're over here.
I'm in the black tux next to Cecilia.
Okay, you clean up pretty good, dude.
Thank you, boy. I was skinny too, and so, my mother. I think it's very interesting that my mother and my aunt both were charter members of the Women's Club, and both of them coming from a Hispanic background.
Yeah.
Okay. Weave that in there someplace. I haven't thought about it, but I'm starting to think about it because I came across in the True West magazine, who you'll have Bob on next week.
Yeah,
right?
We have Bob Bell in here next week.
By an Anna Martin, and she was the first woman banker in Texas. So I want to know what was going on in El Paso with the El Paso women.
Well, what is this magazine? It's called the Southwest Club Woman.
That's their official magazine back in the day. What date do you have?
Well, no, this is the official magazine exclusively for all club women in the Southwest.
Okay. Oh, okay.
This is not just a women's club.
You're winning of chance.
Well, take a look at that.
Well, Paso, yeah, keep
leafing
down through there.
You got more stuff in the world here. But the Women's Club, as you heard us talk about, you knew it from your own family.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a wonderful building. You haven't talked about that.
Well, the building, it's 100 years old.
Yes, and made especially for them.
Oh. There was a couple of things that they said, let's do a video. One that pushed them was the Women's Club, 100 years old building. But then they got on the Wall of Giants down at the History Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mary Rayleigh came along. She was the third factor. She's the president now. She said, oh, let's party this up. And so, you know, we video recorded it. I was over there for 18 months doing it. I should be a member.
I want one of those before I leave. Please don't let me forget.
You have to answer a trivia question.
No, I don't. I got my checkbook.
Oh, even better. That's the trivia question.
He just answered the trivia question.
He got that right. Oh, well. But the thing about stories in El Paso, the Women's Club is very much interwoven through there. And to set the record as well, my grandmother was a member. My mother was a member.
Yeah.
I had an aunt and a couple of cousins and all that.
Isn't that beautiful about El Paso? It's such a big place, but such a small...
Well, you got to use Rosa Guerrero's term.
Uh-huh.
It's a tapestry. And while your thread goes this way, someone else's thread goes that way. And you pull on this one, you'll jangle that one.
But it's all interwoven.
And I just connected you to Connie Vasquez. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's real or not, but it probably is. Mm-hmm. Great stuff you got here. John Middow's in the house. We're talking stories. And we're not even making them up yet, John.
Oh, well,
we haven't even gotten to Hart's Mill, so I thought we were going to start there.
Oh, okay.
It's almost time for a break. But let's do Hart's Mill. Hart's Mill, you have stories of Hart's Mill, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes.
What do you have?
I do, not that many. No.
It was originally a mill.
Yeah, it was originally a mill, and it had another name at its time, but which I don't know. What was the name of the mill at that time?
I don't recall.
It was like Molina or something.
Molina, I think is what it was. Yeah, but it's got such a wild history of who Hart was and everything that went on. And again, another mover and shaker in the history of El Paso.
But also, it was the only place open around here for many a decade. There was Santa Lazario going on,
right,
and Hart's Mill, and in between there wasn't a whole lot happening,
and they hosted a lot of important people that came through El Paso too.
There was no place
Hacienda.
Else to go.
Yeah, you went to the Molina for your place to stay,
and that was it, and they had room. Mm-hmm. So that's how it goes. But the whole idea of Hart's Mill, I was just thinking it's a place to start and talk about that, because it ended up being the La Hacienda restaurant.
Awesome. Mr. Lopez, remember?
Oh, they were the originals, yes.
Yes, and all the businessmen and all the faculty from UTEP would gather
every
their lunchtime,
day.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And now that staff, a bunch of them, went over and formed Amigos restaurant.
Yeah, yes.
We go there and have our meeting every month for Concordia, and we have a good time with them.
Huki Apodaca.
Right. Well, and then some folks still gather there on Saturday mornings.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They
yes, they
stuff.
Do.
But the history of Hart's Mill is that it was an unusual place. This is before McGoffin Home. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing about Hart's Mill is that it's a major part of our history. And I'd like to see it saved, and Chip would like to sell it. And right now, at this point, it's kind of like up for bids.
Well, there's a monument there
Yeah.
Oh, there's like five monuments. Yeah. We're going to have to work on your mic. John Meadows in the house, and we're going to take a break here and do some trivia.
Yeah.
I happen to know one of your trivia questions.
You do.
Uh-huh.
Well,
and you're going to give away DVDs here.
Or $20 in food from Pepe's.
You're going to have to take that DVD out of the pile for the Women's Club because John wants it. So
we'll
head that toward John, but the rest of them are available.
But they can always call you to get one, too.
Well, also now I put them online.
Oh, okay.
As of this morning, you can actually go online and buy a DVD, ephistory.com. I figured out how to make a PayPal button work again. Yeah. And so, and go buy one if you want.
Well, and some of the DVDs we got are Legends of El Paso's Mountains, the MacGuffin Home, which we were just talking about, El Paso's Waco Tanks, the Ghost Stories Volume 2, 3, or 4. You can pick from one of those. The Mexican Revolution Sites, Gunfights of the Old West, and Tom Lee's El Paso.
Barbara Given Bainey just put a whole bunch of Christmas and other pictures of the MacGuffin Home. What is that on her site? Where is that?
I haven't
it's out there,
there
somewhere. Pictures everywhere. Okay, we're going to take a break, but we got that trivia, and you have the question.
Yes. What was the other name for Hart's Mill?
Oh, I know this.
We were just talking.
I know this.
If you were listening, you should know.
And you can get the free DVD or Pepe's.
That's right.
$20.
Yes, by calling us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-5876. KTSM.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-500-6202. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-500-6202. That's 1-800-500-6202. 1-800-500-6202.
If your car was hit by the recent hailstorm in El Paso, call Fixident and have the damage fixed fast. Fixident has over 20 years of experience and is the industry leader in paintless dent removal, carrying an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offering free mobile estimates and loaner cars. They'll come right to your home or work and take the hassle out of hail damage repair. Call 1-800-FIX-IT-DENT now and put the inconvenience of the hailstorm behind you. Call 1-800-FIX-IT-DENT now.
For maximum smartphone performance, reach for the new Axon 7 Mini, now available at Best Buy. With Dolby Atmos digital surround sound and dual stereo speakers, enjoy crystal clear hi-fi audio anywhere you go. The AMOLED screen and 16MP camera capture vibrant images. The new Axon 7 Mini is sleekly designed, and it fits perfectly into your hand, your life, and your budget. It's Mini to the max. Head to your local Best Buy to pick up the Axon 7 Mini by ZTE or order online at BestBuy.com. Have you heard?
Non-attorney paid spokesperson paid by Open Jar.
Attention, if you or a loved one took blood thinner medications and experienced a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to cash compensation. Call 800-242-0247 now. Popular blood thinner medications such as Xarelto or Pradaxa have been linked to an increased risk of severe internal bleeding, hemorrhaging, stroke, heart attack, and even death. If you or a loved one has experienced a serious bleeding event or died from serious internal bleeding after taking any blood thinner medication, including Xarelto or Pradaxa, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call Blood Thinner Helpline now at 800-242-0247. Our network of experienced attorneys are ready to help fight for you. You won't pay a thing until your case is settled. Call 800-242-0247. Don't delay, because the window to file a claim is limited. If you or a loved one has been hospitalized or died after taking any blood thinner medications, including Xarelto or Pradaxa, you may be entitled to substantial cash compensation. Call 800-242-0247. 800-242-0247.
Managing your credit is a skill, and like any skill, you have to walk before you can run. The free Experian app is a great way to start building your credit skills. Download the free Experian app for Android or iOS right now. Experian, be better at credit.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive,
Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
By the way, where do you think I'm going to lunch today?
I have Pepe's. No idea. Pepe's?
Pepe's.
Oh, Pepe's.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to join you.
Well, you got
get ready
busy,
for the Christmas parade and everything.
Thing
yes.
going, but Pepe's is where we're going if you care and be there. And also Pepe's, just a reminder, they do catering. You mm-hmm. give them $100 worth of catering, which is really good food. And if you're having a party, there's something to think about. They'll give you all the salsa.
The salsa and the queso, which is really good.
And a bag of chips. Excellent queso. Huge bag. All right. Got a caller on hold here.
We need to get one other thing. And Hippie Holidays.
Oh.
If you're looking for that special place to shop, and I've bought stuff there, Hal Marcus Studio has got some of the greatest arts and crafts.
He's
get something
it?
Unique. Yeah, they're doing it again. This is their, I think, 47th or 46th is what he told me. I'm sorry, Hal. He's listening. And it's going to be Saturday, December 17th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Hal Marcus Gallery at 1308 North Oregon.
Hippie Holidays.
Hippie Holidays. And if you have any questions, call them at 533-9090. Who knows? They got music and food and entertainment. They may be belly dancers.
Well, he's
by
a
belly dancer.
He's an expert on being a hippie.
Right,
I'll tell you
yes.
that for sure. Okay, coming in next week, December the 10th, we mentioned Bob Bose Bell. The guy's name is Bob.
B-O-Z-E.
Bell, B-E-L-L. Well, he's our guest next week by phone. He's going to be in Arizona. But he's the publisher of True West Magazine.
He's the CEO. He's yeah. And you know, another connection is we have an El Pasoan that is also a partner who now lives in Santa Fe. Partners, that's, I went totally blank.
Blank partner.
Yes,
but this
whatever.
Guy's going to be our guest on the radio show next week, and we're going to just ask him. He's an author and a historian and an authority.
He's an authority that the History Channel uses a lot for information on
and
the
there,
Old West.
And we have his magazine
there he is.
Sitting here.
Yeah, Bobby McVeigh.
But
here's
the thing. We're going to ask him what he thinks of El Paso history.
Oh, and he'll probably bend our ear for hours.
Well, El Pasoans get it when an outsider tells them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the formula here. But that's just hour one next week. Hour two, History Day at UTEP. We're going to have Dr. Martin in to come and explain what is this all about. Because EPISD kids and other kids in El Paso schools can create like a science project in the old day. Mm. Now you can also do a history project. Take it to UTEP. And they're looking for judges as well. We'll hear about that. But make sure your grandkids or your kids are involved in this. This is a good way to learn about El Paso history. December 17th, what are you going to give away for Christmas? What is historic that you have made or you've got or you've got crafts? We have DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
We also know a young lady named Maria Natividad.
Yes.
She's written a book in Spanish and
cool.
English on one page, picture on the other page. She drew the picture. 17 or 18 different specific mm-hmm. El Paso historic places.
Yeah. And this is something, find something unique to give. Everybody's getting tired of the usual gift certificate or gift card or whatever. Give something that's unique, and especially to people out of El Paso that live somewhere else now. They always seem to love those kind of gifts.
We're sneaking in the crowd there, Rosa Guerrero. She's coming in with her because Rosa's got a couple of videos she still sells.
That's right.
So we'll talk about all that on the 17th, December 24th, a real live show, Merry Christmas, as we review how El Paso history made the news in 2016. And we're bringing in none other than Bernard J. Sargent to come in here.
Who?
El Paso County Historical Commission Chairman. Sit here and explain what we know about the history in El Paso that's gone on in the last year. Mm-hmm. There's so many downtown buildings that have turned into something important. And so many other downtown buildings that are trying to turn into gravel.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how all that turns out next week on the 24th. The 31st, we're going to have an archive show. We had that morning program. The guy gave me 13 weeks of free time. Mm-hmm. Half an hour free time at 7:30. So I filled it. And what we're going to do is play you some of those shows. We're going to play four of those shows. Sergio, are we playing four of those shows? He says we're playing four of those shows that day. That'll be good. That's December 31st. January 7th, Pepe and Lorena. Going to get them in here and tell them about that.
They have to bring some soup and chips and salsa.
They have historic food. So the 14th of January, Leon Blevins. Another guy with stories.
Leon.
And then the 21st. What's going on at the History Museum? We've got them coming back out here. So a lot to do there. What are we
starting
doing
starting off
next?
The New Year's
Are
right.
we doing trivia?
Yes, we were.
We have a second caller, I think, that's now calling in. But we've got the caller number one that we know who it is. This is Fernando. Fernando, we've got you on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
There he is.
What's happening? My mic went dead here. Here we go.
Hello. Yes, what can you name the question? What was the other name for Hart's Mill?
Did I hear Molino or Molina?
We're going to take it.
Yeah, that's close enough. Yes. It's El Molina.
El Molina. And how does that translate exactly?
The
mill?
The mill. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I think you got it, dude.
Well, okay.
No question. Okay, Fernando, you got yourself.
Right on.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
You got $20 a certificate for $20 of food to Pepe's or one of these fabulous
DVDs.
Humble DVDs.
Would you like?
I'll try the Mexican Revolution one, please.
Oh
yes, Mexican Revolution.
It's a good one.
And that is actually a bizarre look because El Paso history included the fact that they planned the Mexican Revolution in our downtown office buildings.
And it's a walking tour. And it's just fascinating to see where all this happened and what the buildings are, which you wouldn't recognize today.
Fernando, did you know that they planned the Mexican Revolution in downtown El Paso? What happened to him? Oh, you knocked him off.
No.
Oh, he's gone.
Call back, Fernando.
Call back. You win the prize. We'll give you $20 worth. But I think, she took him to talk to him.
Oh, okay. Well,
whatever. We'll get out of here in a minute and come back later and do something else. Shall we do that? 544, whatever.
5876-544-KTSM.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-939-5963.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-939-5963. That's 1-800-939-5963.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two, what brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
It serves frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds.
Recent Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 5757. But hurry, because they're going fast. FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 5757.
Need the perfect holiday gift for the diehard cowboy or longhorn fan in your life? Here it is.
Get your favorite fan even more wrapped up in their favorite team with Denali Microplush College and NFL blankets from the Northwest Company and sold at EliteTeam.com. These super soft blankets are machine washable and 100% made in the USA. Elite Team, the official blanket of pure fandemonium. Go to EliteTeam.com and save 10% with promo code IHEART.
Wrap yourself up in your cowboy or longhorn team blanket at EliteTeam.com.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got something to tell you about this week only in El Paso, Inc.
What local bar sells the most booze in town? We've got the figures, and we know El Paso's big new steakhouse is, or knows how a new steakhouse is doing.
They took a look at Ruth Chris.
It's so a neat restaurant.
I haven't
eaten there yet, but I've eaten at other ones.
Oh, wonderful. That's wonderful. Also in the ink, how is the city's convention business shaping up after last year's bowling tournament that set records?
And check out Dave Barry's gift guide. Here we go again. He's got some of the best gift lists that you could ever want to read. So check it out, and you'll never give anybody the different unique prizes than Dave Barry can suggest.
Well, let's read it the way they wrote it. The best list of gifts you should never give.
Well, I think, I read his list. I think I'd like to give
you
those
would,
gifts
huh?
to people.
Well,
yes.
All that's in El Paso Inc., which is online at elpasoinc.com. It's also available for home and business delivery.
Call 915-534-4422 to subscribe.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, sexual harassment in the workplace. Oh. 6 in 10 women say they've experienced it. And in the borderland, a county treasurer is found guilty of offering his employee money for sex. Doña Ana County Manager Yulia Brown will be one of their guests.
The program is live and interactive, and if you send in your comments or questions via email, Facebook, or Twitter, or you can just give them a call. Stephanie Guadian hosts the Sunday's Extra at 10:35 p.m. only on ABC.
Seven. Yeah, well, they're good people. They help us out with the promo. Couple of calls here to deal with. Do we need to take another break, Sergio? Not for a while. Couple of calls here. And again, Evelyn, we have on three. We have, you want to go to two? Two is Maria Elena. Good morning. You're on the radio.
Good morning. Love the show.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning. Have a bone to pick. I'm a retired Spanish teacher, and I just cringe when I hear Spanish names mispronounced, whether it's on TV or radio. And I heard Melissa say, El Fuego Vaca, and I said, I wonder what his first name is. I thought El Fuego was his nickname. I went online, and it's El Fuego.
El Fuego, you're right.
El Fuego, there you
are. Yes, I mess that one up every time.
Well, just forgive us when we say El Paso, okay?
It should have, El Fuego should have a written accent on the E.
Yes.
Oh, on the radio, Fuego, yes. We always put the accent up there, but you just can't see it on the radio.
Do I have to stay after class now?
Yes, you do. Well, Mary Lynn, thanks for
pointing that out. I appreciate her correcting me. She is right, okay. Because I've noticed I've done that before. And
we
I
have to be perfect. Thanks
on.
For the call. Appreciate it.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Easy. Oh, we got more comments coming in on. This is from Luis. Luis, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
What
did we do
I have
wrong?
A question. There
what?
Used to be a laundromat or a laundry on Cotton and Texas Street. And they used to have like this mechanical black lady washing on the washboard.
Oh, really?
Really?
How long ago was that?
Oh, that was when the Black Bridge was still on Cotton.
Oh, the Black Bridge? Is that what you said?
Yeah, the Black Bridge.
What was the Black Bridge?
The Black Bridge. I remember the Black Bridge. You remember that, John McVay?
Sure.
What was it?
Sure.
Tell us about the Black Bridge.
Well, all I know is that I used to walk from Wyoming and Virginia to Cotton to go to St. Ignatius Church.
Right.
And we used to walk across that Black Bridge, then they knocked it down and built a concrete bridge.
But isn't that the one that took a right turn in the middle of the rail yards way up in the air?
Right.
That is.
Yeah,
that is it.
Uh-huh.
You would get on over by Firestone, which was Octavia Street.
Right.
And you'd,
right.
you'd take off and go way up this thing. And as a little kid, I could barely see out the window standing up. So my mother would take a right turn in the middle of space.
Oh, you drive up this thing?
Yes, it's your car. There was no Cotton Street Bridge he's talking about.
Yeah.
And so you drive up, and all of a sudden the car would take a right turn. I thought, Mom's killing us. Mom is going to kill us all.
But, right, but my question was this about that black lady that was on the washboard. It was a mechanical black lady on the washboard, like an awning. There was an awning.
That sounds vaguely familiar. That kind of stuff faded with the 50s and the attitudes, you know.
But this happened in the, I guess it was the late 60s. I mean, the late 50s when they used to see that, because we used to walk to the church and we used to see that lady washing.
Wow.
And I think there was another one, but I don't remember where it was.
It takes a while for that nonsense to go away, so there it is.
Obviously, that's the way it was back then. I mean,
you accept it for a while, then you get rid of it, so that's what happened, so. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, but that Black Ridge scared the heck out of me. I got news for you.
my question was if you all remembered that mechanical lady doing the washboard.
That must be way before my time in El Paso.
But it was actually up on a board, and it was mechanical, and the arms are going up and down in the washboard. That's that memory's there.
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, there was a lot of that kind of stuff across the country, and we had stuff like that in L.A., so.
Right.
Thanks for sharing.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Enjoy your show. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot.
You too. Bye-bye.
You take it easy. Well, we haven't made up a story yet that I'm aware of. Right, John McVay? Right.
No.
I want to call you John McVay, but you have another name, Middaugh.
Middaugh.
And where'd you get all those names? You said one of them you said was from Mexico?
Yes, I'm Mexican, Irish, and Dutch, and proud of it. And yes, my father came from Illinois to Odessa and then to El Paso in 1943. And
chased oil or what?
Well, no, newspaper man.
Oh.
And worked for the Herald Post. And his mentor was Marshall Hale. Don't want to forget those old names.
Oh, Marshall Hale.
Marshall Hale.
He wrote all the stories on the Pattersons.
Yes. And, well, he was the feature writer for the El
all
Paso.
The old you remember the Missing Pattersons?
Right.
All
right.
Those stories had his byline on them.
And your dad's book's still used today. I use it. Bernie uses it. The name of the book was Frontier Newspapers, The El Paso Times by your father, John Middaugh.
Right.
It's a wonderful source of information about the stories that were written in the newspaper.
Yes, whatever was going on 1881 on. And yes, some of the learned people in El Paso still consider it to be one of the best reference books around.
Can you still get the book anywhere?
I'm sure it's at the library, and I happen to have a whole bunch. Yes, you can find it online. Take your chances on the condition of it and everything.
Do you have any for sale?
Oh, sure. And, you know, reminding me of that, I asked for help about the Union Stockyards. They can find me by following my article in the El Paso Scene, and my email address is at the bottom of the column.
John Middaugh makes a scene every month with Randy Limbert.
Randy's been real good to me, right? Gosh, can you believe over 3.5 years?
That's what you've been doing?
Yeah. The wife's the only one that's put up with me that long, you know?
Yeah, we won't do it.
Yeah, no, I've talked to her.
Yeah, you guys.
Well, let's do this. We talk about Hart's Mill. Where do you want to go next? What do you got there?
Well, Bob Bozeman is going to be your...
Bob Bozbell.
That's right.
By phone next week. He's going to be our guest.
Right. And puts out a wonderful magazine. He's got to be a busy, busy guy. And so, and I read it every time it comes to the house. I forget what month it was, but recently someone wrote into his column, one of his men, that shooting back and asking a question. And the question was, J.W. Hardin versus Orrin Porter Rockwell, who would he put his money on? One of those two individuals.
This is a hypothetical, totally.
Well, yes, it is hypothetical.
Okay.
But it was a question.
Okay.
And so the answer, I'd never heard of Orrin Porter.
Okay, J.W. Hardin, we know who that is.
John Wesley,
but
sure.
Rockwell, who was that?
Well, that's what made me dive into it. And so I, of course, Googled it and came up that he was the Joseph Smith's and Brigham Young's personal hitman, so to speak.
Hitman. The Mormons had a hitman?
That's right. And
come on.
No. That's look it up.
Look it up.
Very, very interesting because of the impact that the Mormons have on our community and the Mexican Revolution and everything. But he killed supposedly 100 men, and it is written down that he was Brigham Young enjoyed having him around because of his particular talent.
Talent. Well, now are you telling me that he was sent out on hits by the Mormons?
Yes. But Brigham Young liked having him around because of his reputation. Okay,
sure.
And it would quell his
adversary.
Salt Lake, correct? Salt Lake City?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, yes. But it started, it started where the Mormon movement started.
Oh, Illinois.
Right, up north, right, northeast. But the answer to the question was, I thought, very interesting. It says, in a stand-up gunfight, the guy would pick John Wesley Hardin, but I would bet on Hardin. In any other fight, I would side with Rockwell because John Wesley Hardin was a gunfighter and Rockwell was a hunter.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
Why are you standing behind that tree? So your bullet won't hit me.
That's it.
My mind will hit you.
Right. Why did you step
out of... What a surprise.
Why did you step out of the alley, as I went by?
Well, the Bob Bozbell, he has a fabulous magazine.
Oh.
And Six Guns and Shady Ladies are in there quite a bit doing.
Yes.
You getting awards for this and that.
Yes.
I mean, and then Concordia gets awards.
Concordia Cemetery for being. Well, Six Guns had the best reenactors in the Old West.
Well, see, this is the Old West. He covers everything like west of the Mississippi. And, like, El Paso is something I don't think he's focused on that much.
No, not really. They do a lot of stories on El Paso and the gunfighters. They really like El Paso history. We're very close to them in that sense of about that
doing
wild
Wyoming
times.
And
you see it, but no, he does a lot of stories on local, the Chinese, all kinds of different things they've done, and they're good friends to our group and to El Paso, promoting our history.
And Bob knows a whole lot about the Billy the Kid stuff.
It was your group, Concordius. He's constantly
Concordia.
Right,
we got it for the best preserved Old West
bringing
Texas
up John Wesley Harden.
Old West History Cemetery. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
So,
great
yeah.
stuff there. Yeah. So he'll be in next week on a call to do that show. The stuff about the Old West. Now, do you want to try to go up the river a little bit? We're not getting very far. We haven't got out of Hart's Mill yet because the next buildings up are Fort Bliss, Old Fort Bliss.
Still.
And why was Old Fort Bliss put there? And why did Old Fort Bliss leave there? I can tell you why they left. Now, that was one of the many sites. They had a Concordia location, right?
Yes, they had several, as many as five before they settled at Fort Bliss.
And that was like number four.
Uh-huh.
Concordia was the last one before they moved up to the Mesa, wasn't it?
No.
It was over at Hart's Mill.
It was Hart's Mill.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And why did they leave Hart's Mill?
I can't shake that the two of the barracks are still there, right?
Yes.
Along with
officers' quarters.
Okay.
That's why they're such great buildings.
Mm-hmm.
They were officers' quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And Chip would like to sell those, too. Chip, I hope the check's in the mail. I'm trying to sell your property for you. But those are historic.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
Okay, here's the deal. They went over there in like the 1870s and laid out the Fort Bliss there. It was all wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And then the railroad comes through and puts their train tracks right down the middle of the parade ground, and they're still there today, and Fort Bliss couldn't do anything when they parked trains
there. It's hard to parade when a train's running through there. You know?
And you don't mess with train people. I guess they outdid the U.S. Army, and that's what happened. So then they moved over to La Noria Mesa, and that's another whole story.
Which actually was a better place for them in the long run.
Well, you know, it's out in the desert, and from you looking at El Paso, you say, why would I want to go out there? There's no water.
Yeah.
Well, guess who found water out there for them to have?
Well,
Mrs. McGoffin told her husband to go drill some wells out there. They drilled two wells on La Noria Mesa. They both hit.
Yeah.
Which is on west of us, out in the desert, right?
Where it is now is called La Noria Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
The current Fort Bliss location is at La Noria Mesa.
Oh, okay.
And they moved from Hart's Mill because the trains are killing them.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I going to go? There's no water. And then they found water out there. Okay. That's when people figured out there's a bolson underneath here, like full of agua.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a break. Shall we do that?
Yes, we should do that.
Look at it on Facebook. There's stuff going on
over
there.
We've got Barbara Bainey Gibbons was posting some wonderful pictures from her website, Remember in El Paso When.
She put them on her post first.
Yeah, but she got them on our Facebook page for the El Paso History Radio Show, and so people can check it out and see it. It shows the McGuffin home at Christmas, so it'll give them more encouragement to go down there today.
Oh, stuff is happening. John
Thank
Miller's
you, Barbara.
Still in the house. And nobody's answered the question about this cane. What does this cane say on it again?
It says the Union Stockyards, but that's engraved. Now, somebody engraved it on there?
Well, it was painted
on. It was painted on
there. It's barely visible right now, but the El Paso Union Stockyards.
Yeah, because I saw it was engraved on there.
Man.
So it might
be
just a piece of wood that was from there.
Yeah.
Or,
you could smack somebody good with that.
Or maybe somebody worked there and that they wanted their cane. If it got lost, they could have that cane come back.
I can picture all the old cattlemen walking around with their canes.
John, I hate to say it, you look good with that cane.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Yes.
Back in a moment. Take a break.
Do you spend your nights going to the bathroom instead of sleeping? Can't sit through a movie or have trouble going? If so, you might be suffering from an enlarged prostate. If you suffer from a weak stream, frequent urgency, discomfort during urination, or even a diminished sex drive, then listen to this. There's now a major breakthrough to help get these problems under control. It's Prosvent, a doctor-formulated blend of natural herbs and nutrients specifically designed to help promote the health of your prostate. It's so effective, relief is guaranteed within 30 days.
This is wonderful stuff, remarkable stuff. I wish someone had told me about it sooner.
To get a free bottle of Prosvent with your order, call 800-227-7003 or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. Remember, call 800-227-7003 or go to yourfreebottle.com. That's 800-227-7003. Supplies are limited, so call 800-227-7003 now.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? because a custom mattress costs thousands until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/radio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/radio.
Drivers have a big responsibility when they're on the road, and so do pedestrians. Nearly 500 pedestrians die on Texas roads each year, and we all share a responsibility to bring that number to zero. If you're driving, always watch for pedestrians. If you're walking or jogging, always use a crosswalk and look out for oncoming vehicles. And everyone should put their phones away and pay attention. On foot or behind the wheel, always follow traffic laws. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
iHeartRadio is about to get even better. Real live radio and your music in one app. Plus, you can now get unlimited skips. Play any song. Instantly replay or add songs directly to your playlist that you hear on the radio. Even take your music offline to listen data-free. There is nothing else like it. Coming soon, the new and improved iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio is your home for the holidays. Enjoy commercial-free Christmas favorites on iHeartChristmas. And get jolly with North Pole Radio, hosted by Santa Claus. All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free. iHeartRadio.
Hey, American Express card members, you don't want to miss this. Now through December 31st, there's a big reason for you to shop small at local stores in your neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your eligible card today at americanexpress.com/shopsmalloffer. Terms apply.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got to tell you about one crowd in El Paso you need to know about. The El Paso Archaeology Society. These guys are cool. And they look at old stuff all the time. And there's so much archaeology out in the desert that when they go on a field trip, they're going to step on something. Mm-hmm. I mean, you go out even to Keystone Heritage Park, and on the surface are the 300, 400, 500-year-old fire pits that are out there. But and they have the 5,000 underneath. We'll get to that next time, John Meadow, because as we tried to go up the river,
we didn't get too far.
We got to Fort Bliss. Anyway, but the archaeology people are having a Christmas party on the 17th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Get out there at their location at the Trans Mountain Road, 4301 Trans Mountain Road, El Paso Museum of Archaeology. Check out their lab. They got stuff in the lab they'll show mm-hmm. you. They'll tell you how to hang out. In fact, EPAS.com for information on that. What do you got left here?
Well, also I want to just really point out that I've posted on our Facebook page about John Mitta's father's book, which, again, we repeated earlier, was the Frontier newspaper, the El Paso Times, which is also one of our trivia questions.
We didn't get to it because
we're too busy. But I posted his email address on there where you could, if you're interested, because this is a great book on the writings from 1881 to 1956. And I'd get a copy of it just if you love history. It's a great book.
And you're still selling them.
I've got some, sure.
How do people find you?
Look me up in the El Paso scene and email me and give me a phone number. I posted it on Facebook page, his email address.
So. Yeah.
Do we have a caller we need to put on the air? If not, people sometimes call up about now and say, where are you guys going to lunch? Okay, well, today is Pepe's. If you can make it, we'll be out there. I'll make it out there. I'm not sure who else is going to make it out there, but whatever.
Slide on in.
Well, it's that kind of day. But John Meadows here. We've got about a minute and a half left, John. El Paso history is so much fun to delve into. When I first came along in looking into it, I was already past 50 years old, and I'm from El Paso. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea what happened here. Because they don't teach it to you in the schools.
And the more you dive into it, the more questions come up, because this town is just full of history dating. We date it from 1881, basically.
For the trains.
Yeah. Yes. But, gosh, start thinking before.
Another milestone is 1598, Don Juan de Oñate. Another milestone back to that would be Keystone.
Yeah, exactly.
5,000 years.
I would love to see the movie industry really take a look at some of our stories. You cannot tell me that we don't have something for everybody in the movie world. I mean, I'm getting tired of seeing sequels and everything else. I mean, we got some great history.
What I'd love to do is, if I hit the lottery, I'll turn on a movie company and we'll do our own stories ourselves. Because there's the other problem. You get an out-of-town producer showing up. they don't know what your real history is.
Yeah,
and they'll take an angle that they like.
That's
and
the
they
movie industry, yeah.
You will not hear the full story. Mm-hmm. But us locals know the story, so give us a shot.
But and you imagine the tourism we would get if we got some of those movies out there. People would come just to see all
the
that.
The Salt Wars, the Mexican Revolution.
El Fuego Baco.
The Mexican Revolution was
she
huge.
Calls you,
oh, she's going to call you again. We're out of here, John Mitta. Thanks
Thank
for being
you.
Here, Senior.
No, thanks for having me.
See you in the El Paso scene, your column there. Thanks to Randy Lindbergh for doing that.
See you.
And Melissa, thanks for being here. Next week, shall we do this again?
We shall do it again.
Call screener in there. Evelyn Casari, thank you for being there, madam. Sergio!
Venezuela!
Thank you very much.
See you
all next week.
Listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
Hi, everybody. On the first day of my administration, I promised to restore science to its rightful place. I told you we would unleash American innovation and technology to tackle the health challenges of our time. Over the last 8 years, we've delivered on that promise in many ways, both big and small, including, of course, providing health coverage to 20 million more Americans and making healthcare more affordable for all Americans. Right now, we have the chance to put our best minds to work one more time and in a big way.